ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, wasn't it great to hear this man back behind the mic where he belongs? Andrew Moore back commentating the Pacific Championships yesterday. Something just felt right that he was back once more. And he joins you on Summer Grandstand. Maury, welcome to you. I am so happy to be chatting with you.
And you, Clinchy. How are you going, mate?
Well, I'm going well, but I was a little concerned about you just a couple of months ago. So it's nice to hear you back where you belong, behind the mic. How was yesterday as an experience getting back to work?
Oh, it was, it's hard to describe, Clinchy. It was like my first ever game 30-odd years ago. I felt like an excited child going in there, and I was equally nervous and scared and really pumped up. It was very weird, if not surreal. It's only been 2.5 months since I'd worked, but it seems like forever. So, no, it was really exciting. And while the first half seemed really weird, the second half I just relaxed and hopefully just did it like I normally would do it. But, no, it was exciting. It was so exciting to be back.
So you had a couple of good mates with Dean Halitau and Matthew Elliott there as well. But, you pulled up okay this morning?
Actually, I have, yeah. Everyone's been a bit concerned about that. I've had 4,000 messages from people work-related. How are you? Did you sleep all right? I must have had so much adrenaline going through me. It took me forever to get to sleep last night. In the end, I did just before the Kangaroos test against England, so I've had to watch that on repeat, as it were. But, no, mate, I feel great today, and hopefully I can do two games next weekend and gradually work my way back to full strength and back to full-time work.
Onwards and upwards, yeah. I mean, from what you've went through over the last couple of months, it must have felt like this was a long way off with the concerns around your heart attack and the experience for you and your family. So just to have that turnaround in the last few weeks, how nice is it to be like back amongst this environment and back doing what you love?
Yeah, without sounding morbid, Clinchy, when we started on air yesterday, it was a big build-up. I've known I've been doing this for about a week and a half. And when I started on air, I nearly lost it after about 5 seconds. And I did have the thought that, 2 months ago, I legitimately nearly died, and here I am back doing what I love doing. So it just all hit me at once, but it was really cool just to be back there, back amongst friends, and I mean that with colleagues and listeners and legitimately doing what I love to do. So it was so good to be back.
And it was nice to see so many of the messages from the listeners coming through on your return. So, I know Jim Maxwell, Cipelli, Ian Chappell went through a bit of a similar experience that getting back behind the mark. It's just a relief to get the first one over and done with, and then you can go onwards and upwards from that point of view. Now, finally, I know I don't want to labour on this too much, but the experience of sitting there watching an NRL grand final that you're not calling, how was that from your perspective? And, I mean, we haven't heard your thoughts. Brisbane to achieve what they're able to do in that grand final against the Melbourne Storm, one of the great grand finals.
Yeah, that first, Clinchy, was, as you say, one of the great grand finals. For 80 minutes, it looked like Melbourne were going to be too strong. But then Brisbane did what they'd done previously in two finals games against Canberra and Penrith. They fought back, came from behind and scored a remarkable win. But it was a stunning 80 minutes. In terms of not being there, I found it honestly really, really strange. And to be honest, I was glad when the season was over. It has been the greatest season I've ever seen in rugby league. But to not be there and miss the last 7 weeks of it just from a personal, selfish point of view, I was kind of happy when it was all over and just could concentrate on getting better and getting back to work at timely pace. But, it was very strange. But thankfully, the game was just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Maury, so good to hear your voice. Look forward to hearing it next weekend. And slowly but surely, we'll get you back on the roster full time.
Can't wait. Good to talk to you, Matt. See you soon.